We're broadcasting from Winemere Auto. This place is nothing short of remarkable. In fact, if you look at it, this is a place that people invested in. There's a business model here. I want to share it a little bit later because I think that a lot of communities are going to want to copy this. They're going to want to look at it and say, you know, why can't we do that here? I've got a couple of guys with me. Tom Brzozowski is with me and Jimmy Huseth. Tom, I want to focus on this. Jimmy runs the place, and Tom is one of the guys that invested in it. Tom, if you're in a small town, pick a regional town. I'll do one of my favorite towns. You're in Hope, North Dakota, and you want to have a place like this. What do you do? How do you make sure that you can have a Winemere Auto that's got all of this equipment, all of this hardware, all of this new line of, how do you make that happen?
Well, you line up a group of interested people in your community and come up with a business plan and have a good banker. Somebody will back you up and knows how to work some of the programs to help you out, get started. Once you've got that set up, just start contacting distributors and the like and get a building and get going.
Invest. And the way that you and the other folks did, your mom, yeah. I know, was committed to making sure this happened. You know, this was never about making money.
No, it was set up to keep business in town. People don't want to drive, an hour to get parts or different items. So it's pretty important to have community support.
Yeah, and there's a lot of towns all over. I mean, right now we're being listened to by a lot of folks in Montana that are sitting there saying, why not us? And I would add this, Jimmy. Some of the best buildings for something like this, a lot of small towns have lost their car dealerships.
Right.
This was a car dealership.
This was a Chevy dealership, you bet. Yep. And when that Chevy was, the big, they were pulling out of small towns. And then they kind of split things up and they kept it going, and then when the people were starting to drop off, they got together and did this. You got to give, in a community like this, you got to give people, we believe, a reason to come in the store.
Yeah.
We're a UPS drop off and we ship out of here. We have guys come in here and have for coffee at 9:30 in the morning.
Which, by the way, we have coffee and rolls right now.
Coffee and rolls right now. We'll shake dice for coffee or something, and it's just you got to give them a reason. What do they need? We can't have everything, but we try and have something that someone needs. You try and pick and choose. And
well, Tom, you weren't exactly a vulture sitting on a post somewhere waiting for other people to fail, but no. You also weren't afraid to go buy something out that was closing.
No, that's important. Actually, this business started has been in the community for decades. It started out as a Chevy dealership and an international dealership. So, it was pretty important to the community. And the opportunity presented itself that we could do something about it. So
that's why Cody Klosterman comes walking in here all the time with that international belt on.
That's right. Comes in with his shopping list.
Feels like old times. That's where Grandpa came to shop.
You bet. It's hilarious.
I didn't think of... I don't know why I didn't think of it, but like a UPS drop-off, stuff like that gets them through the door.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It truly does. And then they start looking around. And it's like, this is something I need, or I want this. I've been looking for something like this.
So I know that you're good at what you do, Jimmy, but I also, because we grew up together and we've been friends forever, that I know that you didn't design the website yourself.
Absolutely not.
You got a new website.
We got a new website. We found out, we were told by the carrier that was taking care of our website, said your website's obsolete and you need to do something different with it. They were farming it out, and we contacted you guys. We talked, and we just went live here about 10 days ago. And like I said, it'll have what we have on hand for inventory. It tells you what we do here, tells you our history. It's fresh and it pops up. It's we're real proud of it. We're happy with it.
Yeah, I was amazed yesterday, what you and others are able to do with your websites. Pfeiffer's had an auction out in Bowman yesterday, right?
Yeah.
They had a trailer that I was like drooling over, so I called Jim Sabe and I'm like, Jim, Hell, he says, well, go on the damn website and check it out. So I hear it's twisting and it's turning and it's, you know, and I'm like, okay, I really like this.
Yeah,
I didn't get it.
Well, that's just, all you need to do is look and give them a reason to call you too. I mean, we got tanks, fertilizer tanks on hand out here, 3,200 gallon ellipticals, 3,000 gallons verticals. We got sprayers. We sell fast sprayers. I got a new fast sprayer and I got a used one on hand. I mean, it's not that we're going to sell a lot of them, but it's a necessary thing to have. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and we can move that.
Tom, that's always kind of been the attitude, right? If you're looking at it for 2 years, so what? Somebody's going to need it.
Yeah, that's just it. That's why we have such a big inventory. People need stuff.
Yep. And when you need it, you need it.
Yeah.
The other part is, living around here, mm-hmm. is people, with all due respect to Fargo, where I drive to every day, people want it to stay open.
They'll
come by here because they want it to stay open.
That's right. And we just ask, give us a chance first. Call us first, see if we have it. And most times they do.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, if we didn't have something, well, you know, thank you for calling and call back again. And they do. I mean, we've got regular return customers all the time. And this kind of thing doesn't just happen. It just doesn't go boom, you're here.
Right.
It grows.
Yep.
It
grows. Build up.
There's been a lot of growth in this company.
What you need to do, Tom, and I'm just suggesting this, is take on used trailers and and put them out here. It's just the one I want. Okay.
Well,
I just want a dump trailer, 7,000. It's no big deal.
But if people come in and want us to carry something, we'll consider it. You know, if somebody's going to buy it, we'll try and get it.
Well, that's the key. You know, what time of year do we, you know, right now we're still looking for things that we want to sell in December, January, February, those slow months. When.
What do you do when you're sitting here looking at the snowblowers you're looking at, though, in a year like this?
In a year like this, it's what do you do? You
That's
know,
right. You wait till next year.
Nothing you can do. You wait till next year. I mean, we carried over a few from last year anyway.
Are you able to, like, extend a warranty on that stuff, or do you got to kind of eat that yourself?
No, it goes from the point of sale. So,
okay.
You know, we're good to go. But there's times. I mean, just like our batteries here, our truck batteries, they're usually just a one-year warranty. We, as a store, decided, you know, we're going to do a three-year warranty on them. We'll just do it through the store. And we move a lot of
They're sitting there for a while, you still got them.
We move a lot of truck batteries, I tell you.
Stick around, because I keep telling everybody listening, again, there's a lot of people out there listening that want to know if in their community they could put a diesel mech there, if they could find that guy that doesn't mind crawling around and getting that diesel running for you.
That's right.
They'd kill for that. I mean, in my time in radio, that's one of the things I ask for the most for towns. You found yourself one.
Yes, we did.
And so let's talk about it when we get back. Welcome back to the News and Views Radio Network. We're coming to you live from Winemere Auto. We're at the corner of Highway 13 and 18. I bake donuts all night long. They're here. You got coffee. You got all of that. Pop on in and just check out the inventory. It's worth it all by itself. Just come on and check it out. I'm with Jimmy Huseth. He manages the place. Tom Brzozowski, he's one of the guys that said, you know what, we can do this, invested in it. Jimmy, what's the website again? One more time.
WinemereAuto.com.
It's that simple. Brand new website. Now, I've said we were going to talk about this. We haven't. How did you find a diesel mech?
Well, like I said, we kind of lucked out there. I mean, we were advertising. We kind of panicked when the tech we had before decided to move on to a bigger and better business, so to speak. And we just didn't know what to do. So we looked into it. We started advertising all over. We advertised here. We advertised in other places. And as luck would have it, about 5-6 months later, Tom got an inquiry from somebody that he'd heard about, and we talked to him a couple times, and he said, well, I'll consider it. And by golly, he decided he wanted to go to a slower paced business.
Small town.
Yep. And he lives close by. He's got 30-40 years of experience.
That did hurt.
And by golly, and he's good with the customers. We I don't know if it was luck or it's just, you know, because of what this is. Had somebody want to come here.
Tom, you've been farming since, I mean, before you could drive, you're out there driving. Or before you're licensed to drive, you're out there driving. I mean, when did it get so hard to find some of these guys? I mean, you used to go to State College of Science and they'd churn them out. And, you know, it's just gotten so hard to get a staff like this. I mean, you've been able to hang on to them, but.
Yeah, to a certain extent. But there just aren't. A lot of the kids aren't going into that anymore, and if they do go into it, they want to work on new equipment and have a clean environment and all the latest and greatest tools and stuff to work with.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have to find somebody who is willing to work on some dirty stuff and old stuff and the new stuff. And we were lucky enough to
find that somebody. Person.
Well, you know, it's a young man's game. Technician, and you don't see the guys doing it for 30 years anymore. After they do so long, they want to move on and do something.
Well, a lot
easier.
Of them wear out.
Their exactly.
Wear out.
Yeah. Exactly. So there is one hitch there with a small community. How do you get someone young to come in here?
Yeah.
You know, my feeling is you need
to grow. You hope they marry somebody.
That's
here.
Right. You need to grow them.
Yeah.
And we're in contact with Science School, North Dakota State College of Science, all the time, you know, trying to recruit some kids to come in. We'll sponsor them. We'll help pay your tuition or whatever. We'll do what we need to do to get somebody young in here to move up and
well,
grow.
Well, the one thing you find out about places like State College of Science, and there's others.
Yes.
You know, I've done shows from Williston State, for
exactly.
example. Those kids are hired before they leave the college.
Yeah.
You know, they're hired. The question is, you know, people are like, can you hurry up and get out of there?
Right.
You know, kind of a thing. Tom.
Yeah. Well, in like Science School, they have the programs with John Deere and Butler and KSH where they do pay your tuition, but you're obligated to them for a certain number of years after you graduate.
Yeah. So sure.
That takes a lot of the kids out of the job pool for us.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to take anything away for the other institutions that teach because we're still looking. We'll look for another diesel tech or an automotive tech.
Well, Alex used to churn out a lot of that too.
Yeah.
You know, Alexandria.
Yeah.
When you look at the type of equipment it takes to run a top-notch shop, though, now, I mean, Tom, when you grew up, it wasn't all electronics.
No.
I mean, now it's you got to own some equipment, Jimmy, back there to make it work.
Yes, we do. And, you know, we just got done purchasing quite a bit just to stay updated in the last 3 weeks. I mean, we got a new Visioscope, we got a new AC machine, plus we're in the process of getting a laptop to do all the run the codes on trucks, tractors, construction equipment, all of that stuff.
But that plays into the young man's game thing, too.
Well, that, too. They pick up on a lot easier. First thing a tech does when he comes out and works on a piece of equipment is hook up the computer.
Yeah.
So they have to know.
See, Abby, you're smarter again. I mean, you could be a diesel mech.
Just soak it all in. Yeah, I mean, I could be a diesel mech. I don't know that you'd want me to be, but.
Spot quiz. What costs more, gasoline per gallon or diesel?
Diesel.
There. She's ready.
Very good.
Give her a job.
That's always the most expensive one at the gas pump.
Now, the three of us are pretty much the same age. Jimmy, when we were young, which cost more, gasoline or diesel?
Diesel did.
Yeah. Well, no, gasoline
no.
did when I was growing up.
Was it? I don't remember.
Oh, really?
It wasn't even
vehicles.
Close.
I mean, we had the tractors, but I never saw that number.
Well, you know why? Because your old man had the tank full all the time.
That's right. You didn't have to worry about that.
You guys. You guys that grew up farmer ranchers.
Technology for us is colored pencils.
You don't know how much it costs to put gas in that Ford Pinto I had.
I don't either.
It got about 60 miles of the gallon because half the time the door was open and you were pushing it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then you still had beer money, though.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, there was nothing
well,
was wrong
like
with that.
Before I had a car, I used my dad's pickup.
Uh-huh.
And I remember back in the day, your girlfriend sat right next to you.
Yeah.
So I remember. And then the CB radios and whatnot, and we drove out of the yard, and the CB radio come on, and it was the gal I was seeing was her dad, and he says, power steering grow out of that pickup? And I said, no, why? Well, you must need help steering because she's sitting right next to you.
And then the guys that designed the vehicles took away the fun on that.
That's right.
Didn't they? They just took it away.